Technology here.
Good morning. I do want to be very clear here. All that Jesus is saying to God about his disciples, he is saying to us. If we were to continue to read down further to verse 20, we will read, I'm praying not only for them, his disciples, but also for those who will believe in me, us, because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind. Now, we are with Jesus in the upper room. We have finished the Last Supper, and Jesus is making his last ditch effort to convince us, his disciples, that he is the Son of God, and explaining what will be happening to him before and after he leaves us. We are sitting around the table. The dirty dishes have been cleared. We sit with our cup of wine and listen to Jesus as he assures us that we will be all right. After several chapters and many verses, we finally get it. And we profess this to Jesus. We believe you did come from God. Jesus responds, take courage. I have conquered the world. He then looked up to heaven and talks to his Father. The gospel this morning is called the High Priestly Prayer. Some say it's John's version of the Lord's Prayer. He first prays for himself, telling his Father that he did share his glory on earth, doing all that God asked him to do so that we may also glorify God on earth. And then we overhear the straightforward definition of eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is that they may know God, that we may know God. And how do we get to know God? How do we get to know anyone? By being in a relationship with them. And this staying at home virus request could certainly be a time of getting to know God better. I know I've never prayed so much. Just the additional couple hours every day in morning prayer and evening prayer, in morning prayer and Compline, and the coffee time afterwards, getting to know God and God's people better. The leaders of the daily prayer services use many different prayers in the Book of Common Prayer or share their own prayers, poetry, and hymns. The discussions afterwards could be questions on the scripture or how we, our relatives and friends, are doing. Sharing concerns, listening to stories that make us laugh, and sometimes make us groan. Right, Bill? And John's? Just enjoying the relationships brought together by God. We are living eternal life. And I guess, like everything else, it is what you make it. Jesus then went on to talk about his disciples, us, continuing to talk about how we are now believers, and Jesus prays for us to do all we have learned from Jesus. Then Jesus's prayer continues about us, his disciples. Everything mine is yours, and yours is mine, and my life is on display in them. For I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life, so they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind. Oh, my dear sweet Jesus, you love us so much. Let us be of one heart and mind with you. You prayed this to your Father. This is in us. Let it be so. We sometimes lose that heart and mind. Often people have shared their feeling of unworthiness. They don't hear God. How do we know if we're doing what God wants us to do? And this started before the virus. But I don't think the virus goodness hype has been helped with these feelings. This one woman and her son made over 1,000 masks. This woman and her daughter fed 2,500 people. People on YouTube are making millions of dollars to help those out of work and without food and shelter. And it goes on. And it is wonderful. You know, though, there is always going to be people doing more, being more than us. And good for them. Really, I thank God for them. However, we are not all called to do the same things. For example, I can't sew. I have sewed because I had to, didn't like it, wasn't good at it. Then we started to hear all the hype about people needing masks. I felt guilty for not helping out until I was slapped on the face by the hand of God and he asked me, "Are you crazy, woman? Who would want to wear a mask that you make? You hate to sew and you're not good at it. I have plenty of people making masks. Go read a book for your class." And I did. And of course he's right. Heck, we had people at our own parish who made masks. Mighty fine masks. I have one. I know you didn't hear about them on social media, but it is still a good and loving gesture, showing God's love in the world, and they had that personal relationship with God at the time. At our coffee hour after morning prayer one day, we shared what we would be doing that day. One woman said she had one more bag of mulch to spread, and she was then done with her gardening prep work. The words barely left her mouth when someone offered to come to her house and do it for her. No, I'm not sharing the name of that helper. Not until they're finished with my yard. Showing God's love in the world and having a personal relationship with God at that time. Leading and participating in book study, as well as helping each other find God's meaning in the words for us. Sharing our knowledge and heartfelt love for God to understand what the author is trying to say to us, showing God's love in the world and having a personal relationship with God at that time. So you can't be out in the world at this time. So what? Sing a joyful song and share it with others so we may feel the love of God to help ease the stress in our life and give us joy. Showing God's love in the world and having a personal relationship with God at that time. Then there are all these moms and dads and grandparents with their children at home 24/7. God bless you. Teaching or trying to get them to learn. Yikes, toddlers. How many activities can you do? How many art projects? How many books can you read? Oh, wait. He just likes one book and you have to read it over and over and over again. Showing God's love in the world and having a personal relationship with God at that time. We are asked to be who God made us to be, loving, kind, compassionate, sweet individuals. That is it. We get no extra points for doing or being more. We just disappoint ourselves and each other by doing less than what God wants us to be. We have to follow our heart, the one mind and heart of God. That is what is asked of us. That is the most wonderful thing we can do on this earth. One of the many lovely projects that has come out of the stay-at-home order is rock painting. Families paint rocks, draw and write on them saying, hope, joy, love, peace, all those wonderful things. And they put them on neighbors' doorsteps, under their trees or in their trees or on their bird bath. I've received several in there. This rock, which I will treasure forever, says this: never let anyone dull your sparkle. Jesus Christ asked God to give us the sparkling glory of the love of God, that we may have eternal life with him now, today, by knowing God. Jesus Christ asked his Father to let us be one heart and mind with him as Jesus is, And thanks be to Jesus, it is already in our DNA. Jesus asked, and it was given to us. We are, however, responsible for how bright we sparkle. The disciples eavesdropping, our eavesdropping, assured us that we are taken care of, whether we feed 10,000 or just ourselves. We are glorified in our Lord, and because we are glorified, we make a visible presence of God in this world so all can see. We are also having, hopefully, a joyfully filled time getting to know God better through God's people. Whether you are out there in the world or in the world of Zoom, you are a glorious presence. Thanks be to our friend Jesus, who asked all of this to God for us. Amen.
Now, my dear friends in love, let us say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten,
not made,
of being with the Father. Through him
all things were made,
for us and for our salvation
he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiping and glorified, spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And hope in him through all thy ways. He'll give me strength, whatever betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love, builds on a rock that not come. Sing, pray, and keep his ways unswerving,